Coach, obviously getting ready for another season of football here in the fall, but the Reds are coming off a state championship in the fall last year as you won the 2A crown last fall. And so do you sense a difference in your team or in camp this year as you get things underway?
You know, every year is a little bit different. A lot of the things that you build as a program, you try to maintain consistency with, and the players are great about maintaining that consistency. But at the same time, year after year, you get a unique blend of players and a little bit change of leadership and things like that that makes it interesting and new. So even though coming off a championship year, a lot of it is the same and a lot of it is different, just like any other year.
All right. What'd you learn about your kids during COVID last year? I mean, ups and downs every day was different, yet you end up with the title. So what'd you learn about your group a year ago?
Well, they're resilient, that's for sure. And we challenged them to know that every week something could happen and then we have to adapt and we have to improvise and we have to overcome. And so we did learn their resiliency, their toughness. And I'm not talking physical toughness, just the mental toughness of those challenges. And it was so fun to see the way they handled it. And they didn't like it and they struggled through a lot of it, but we certainly learned what they are capable of as far as mental toughness and overcoming challenges, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah, looking at this year, I was going to ask if it was a normal start to a year because we're practicing in August, and then you tell me basically your whole campus and facilities are under construction, so you have some more adversity to deal with as this year gets started.
We do have more adversity, so we don't have our practice field. We're practicing on the baseball outfield and mixing in some work on the game field. We don't have locker rooms. And the kids aren't in school. We don't start school until after Labor Day. So we're adapting to the idea of they're still on summer break, but in serious football season, and we'll play our first game without having school yet. And so that's another challenge we're going to deal with this year. But our first week in the books going pretty well.
All right. So you did have camp last year and got a chance to look at the kids that you have out this year?
Yeah. So we've got five practices in now, and have a pretty good look at our numbers. We got 65 kids out, good blend of old and young and experienced and rookie, and looking good so far through 1 week.
And you do have a good mix coming off your state championship year. You lost some key kids. Your quarterback obviously graduated, some other skill talent, but there is some good leadership of key guys that contributed for you last year that you can rely on here early.
Yes, absolutely. We do have plenty of returning guys. I think what we're most excited about is we lost Tanner True on our offensive and defensive lines, but other than that, we return our entire offensive line. So we return four of our five starters and then five of our six if you include our tight end. So, we're excited about what we can do up front, and we know that's where we win games. So when we return that leadership and experience at the line, then we know we'll be pretty good.
Do you have a true leader at quarterback right now as far as getting the job, or is that competition still open as you replace, I believe, a guy who started for you 3 years?
Yeah, Scotty was a 3-year starter, but we do know who it is. It's going to be Walker Martin. He stepped in a couple games last year when Scotty wasn't fully healthy, and he's been doing great things. He's a heck of an athlete. He's been playing a lot of baseball all summer, and he's a great basketball player, and he's going to be a heck of a quarterback, too.
Okay, he has to step up for you, obviously. Who are some other kids you're going to lean on here or want to step up and play maybe more of a major role for you here in 2021?
I can't say if it's more of a role than he had last year, but we're going to really rely heavily on Ethan Flores, a running back and linebacker. You know, he's our returning rusher as well, and he's had a great offseason of training and working. So behind that experienced offensive line and then behind him with him at running back, we're really relying heavy on him. And then, like I said, those linemen are Lawrence Twins, Lucas Cass, Dirk Duncan, at safety, so some of our seniors coming back is going to be key to our experience and to our execution.
Yeah, you feel you have enough to be back in the mix again this year, it sounds like.
You know, we do. Talent-wise, absolutely. Experience-wise, depth, we feel good about our depth. But as people that have been around the sport long enough know, it's not just how you look on paper. It's not just how the roster is built. It's how you can get the players to come together, compete together, communicate together, work well together, become a great team. And we're confident in that, but we're just excited to see how this team comes together like years have passed.
Okay, you as a coach individually, I go back to last year, going back to your days on the Western Slope and then your early run at Eaton. You've been close. You've made the, you know, the playoff semifinals, and you've been a factor for a long time. You finally cleared that last hurdle last fall. How did that feel for you individually?
You know, yeah, it was a big relief. It's a weight off the shoulders. You know, like you said, I think in 14 years as a head coach, I've been in the semifinals 6 years. And when I make it to the semifinals in almost half of my season to never make a final, it was exciting but also frustrating at the same time. So to get there and have the team that we had to put it together and win it in the most difficult of years was satisfying, relieving, but I'm just more thankful for the team that we had than anything.